This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Latest on Farm Aid, Dems challenge global tariff, and analysts, U.S. okay on nitrogen. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman is vowing to keep working with fellow panel members to get more financial aid to struggling farmers. Bozeman acknowledged at a hearing yesterday on finding new ag markets, quote, if you're putting something in the ground, you're probably losing money, Bozeman said in opening remarks at the hearing on domestic ag markets yesterday afternoon. Bozeman said his state of Arkansas, quote, now holds the unfortunate distinction of leading the nation in Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies. Senator John Hoeven, the North Dakota Republican, tells AgriPulse lawmakers are still looking at around $15 billion in additional aid, that on top of the $12 billion announced by the Trump administration in December. Hoeven and Bozeman have suggested the figure could still change, especially as conflict in the Middle East threatens to worsen financial conditions for farmers. Hoeven wants to pair an aid measure with a provision to allow year-round sales of higher blends of the biofuel known as E15. Soaring oil prices due to the war in Iran make it a great moment to move forward on E15, said Senator Amy Klobuchar, the panel's top-ranking Democrat. She cited a University of Minnesota study showing that E15 saves drivers about 25 cents a gallon. For more on the aid package and the possibility of including it in a supplemental spending bill, you can check out our weekly newsletter today. A group of Senate Democrats will challenge President Donald Trump's 10% global tariff at the legislation to be introduced today. The bill, led by Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Raphael Warnock of Georgia, would repeal the tariff and prevent any future president from levying tariffs for balance of payment reasons, according to a copy seen by AgriPulse. The legislation has the backing of 8 Democratic co-sponsors, including Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and 1 independent. The bill is the second legal effort to scale back U.S. tariffs this week. On Monday, Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts introduced legislation to exempt small businesses from the tariffs. Unlike the resolutions challenging Trump's emergency tariffs, which could be fast-tracked to the floor, these bills would need to clear committee votes. They are therefore highly unlikely to make it to the floor. U.S. producers are still grappling with high fertilizer costs and availability challenges, but competitors in international markets could be reeling even more. The United States has, quote, the most sophisticated nitrogen market in the world, Bloomberg Intelligence Alexa Maxwell said in a webinar yesterday. Domestic producers are capable of meeting between 75% and 90% of its urea, ammonia, and urea ammonium nitrate needs. Brazilian producers, in the meantime, could struggle to compete for fertilizer in the global market because of limited access to affordable credit. And the European Union is likely more dependent on imports, particularly from places like Egypt, where natural gas supplies are under threat, Maxwell said. U.S. UAN producers on the Gulf Coast can also pivot to urea production if high prices persist, Maxwell said, which would help bolster domestic supplies. That doesn't help farmers immediately, and in the short term, things look bleaker by the day, with vessels taking up to 45 days to move fertilizer from the Middle East to the U.S. Corn Belt. Anything not on the water already won't be available for the spring season. The U.S. is still short 2 million metric tons of fertilizer that would typically land by June, Maxwell said. Even if the war ended tomorrow, it would still take 2 to 3 days to restart the nitrogen plants that are down. You'd have to add in loan time, compete for space to move through the Strait of Hormuz against oil, and that urea cargo is just as likely not going to arrive in the U.S. in time for March-April application season, Maxwell said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The USDA is awarding more than $26.8 million for direct-to-consumer marketing and value-added projects through the Local Agriculture Market Program. The agency will provide $11.1 million to 43 projects through the Farmers Market Promotion Program, a LAMP sub-program focused on producer-to-consumer markets like farmers markets, roadside stands, and agritourism activities, according to a press release. Another $11.1 million is being awarded to 37 projects in the local food promotion program, which centers around food processing, distribution, storage, and developing value-added products. Around $4.7 million will also be awarded to seven partnerships through the Regional Food System Partnership Program, a program focused on establishing relationships between local and regional food businesses and institutions like schools, hospitals, and government. The Food and Drug Administration has issued an Emergency Use Authorization, or EUA, for a spray to prevent and treat New World screwworm infestations. F10 antiseptic wound spray with insecticide, quote, may be effective in the prevention and treatment of NWS, mice in cattle, horses, minor species of hoof stock, such as sheep, goats, and deer, in an FDA news release. FDA has already granted conditional approval or issued EUAs for drugs to prevent and or treat NWS in cattle, dogs, and cats. F10 antiseptic wound spray with insecticide is the first product authorized by the FDA for NWS indications in additional species, the agency says. Cattle, goats, and sheep must not be slaughtered for human consumption within 30 days of treatment, according to the FDA. Here's today's final word. So really, what producers are doing right now is trying to figure out what crop they can grow to lose the least amount of money. That's Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer suggesting that farmers may plant more wheat this year because the input costs are lower than crops like corn. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Fallon.